Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of the BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Some of you are here by our invitation where applicable, my two church mice, Peter and Paul, daily, in tandem with the ubiquitous audience. By you continuing to pay it forward, we are growing exponentially with your help in doing so. We appreciate that. Continue to do so. We do 3 daily audio shows and a YouTube offering. My YouTube offering is Bill Holt at 8792. Please do give us a thumbs up, like us, share us, subscribe where you're comfortable in doing so. We're looking to grow 1 star seed at a time. One of my 3 audio faction shows is entitled Workouts for Geriatrics. We, aka Silver Streakers, good for all kids from 1 to 92. Talking everything about health, physical fitness, actual exercises, resistance bands, free weights, all topics, nutrition, videos, showing both and talking about, audio shows, and everything senior health predominantly, thus the name Silver Streakers. I'm blessed that I have a pretty good semblance of listeners in my audience, cross-generational, obviously predominantly elderly, and I've been blessed that I have had many guests on my show from the span across chronology and the generations. Point being, today after a 10-second break, we'll be here for about 30 minutes, maybe a little less, talking about spring cleaning. Spring cleaning in the house, spring cleaning in your mind, and most assuredly, spring cleaning in the body. We'll do that in 10 seconds, and we'll be here for about 30. Thanks for joining us today. We'll be right back. Keep calming breath. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for doing so. And let's segue right into today's segment. Again, thank you for being here first time, or however many times you've been here. Thank you. Continue to do so. This is our Workouts for Geriatrics faction. One of my audio shows always encompassed under the subjects multi-category that we do talk about at my 3 audios and the YouTube. Always food for the mind, the body, and the soul. Today, for those of you, wherever you come into these shows, I'm going to revisit a subject I talk about a lot, but I've talked about a recent note due to the seasonal change. Wherever you guys and gals hang your hat, it's pretty much now safely spring. Wherever you reside, if you're in New England, on the calendar, yes, temperate, not yet, still a little cold. We had our little tiny dusting of snow, and that's for anybody that knows anything about Maine or certainly has resided here forever and ever. Wait a second, and it will change. And sometimes we get our light winters of snow, which we were fortunate in, and fingers crossed, sometimes we make up for those in mid-March, late March, and April. So we're hoping that's not the case. No fears. In that regard, I talked about in a recent note talking about one of our mind meditation sessions for good health, using the term whitewashing the brain in reference to whitewashing my walls in one of my half baths in my house, and actually starting to rejuvenate painting my house inside the walls. So spring cleaning, if you will, both your abode, cleaning it up, detoxifying, resetting. It's a great time to spring clean the body, as we should do all year long, but making a concerted effort within the season to do the same. So some of the other archival points that I've talked about before, think of your body like the temple that it is. It deserves a good spring cleaning, just like decluttering your house, which creates a fresh and inviting space. Gentle detox methods internally in the house, externally in your community, but most assuredly within you and without you, within your body. It can help you feel lighter, more energized, and ready to embrace not only the season, but the world as it burns moving forward. A little bit perplexing right now, the world. As the world turns, as the world burns, all good. Not that it is, that we will get on the backside of it. Ditch and ditch. Make sure you ditch processed junk. Great step in the right direction if you're making a concerted effort. Processed foods are like dust bunnies. They're spring cleaning dust bunnies, if you will. But they're dust bunnies in your system. Swap them out for whole grains, fruits, vegetables, things we've definitely talked about in the Complete Guide of Natural Medicines over many, many years of not only doing this show, but long ago and far away, having a career entrenched in the health industry. So paying it forward in goodwill ambassadorship now through these platforms with many authors, guests in studio, upcoming, repeat. Just had a wonderful second interview with Kate Sanks yesterday. We talked a little tiny bit about spring cleaning, but more so in the way of meditating and there. But ditch the processed food, swap them out. We've talked about it. Plant-based, earthen-derived foods, wild-crafted, clays, tinctures, clean water. Be a vigilant shopper. Everything's toxically polluted now. Everything's challenged. The sky, the air, the waters. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Think of water as your cleaning solution. Water is clean. We are water. It is the cleanser. It always has been. Drinking plenty of it helps flush out toxins and keeps your body functioning at its best. Those of you that have followed the show, you've seen me over the years, literally and figuratively, in front of pallets of water in my abode, numerous of them over the months and years. I've done intermittent water fasting for a really long time, several times a week and all of that. So hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Think of water because it is your cleaning solution. Drinking plenty of water helps flush out the toxins and keeps your body functioning at its best. We are water. We are all of the human persuasion capable of utilizing the innate traits that the body is to heal ourselves and abate so many medicines, healthcare costs, by changing mindsets of old, old conditioning. There's many ways to gently cleanse your body, like increasing fiber intake or trying a light broth cleanse, which we've talked about before. Kelp is highly suggested. So let's get interactive, Silver Streakers. I want to hear from you. Here's some questions to ponder. What are your favorite ways to stay active and healthy in the spring or any time of the year? But we're in spring. This is based around spring cleaning, theme based. Have you ever tried any gentle detox methods? If so, what was your experience? Share your thoughts and experiences by leaving a voicemail message on the BH Sales Chemical Holistic Healing Hour podcast voicemail message board. This induces great fodder for when I do have expertise guests within all the fields that I talk about, not only the questions that they're prepared to answer and that I suggest for them during our interview, what aren't we addressing for you guys and gals? We need your interchange. Who intrigued you? Thank you. Who gets you here? Thank you. Who's gotten you here? Thank you. Who's keeping you here? Thank you. Let us know that. 365-7, 6 years and counting. Share your thoughts and experiences by leaving a voicemail message on the BH Sales Chemical Holistic Healing Hour podcast voicemail message board. Share your tips and questions, and let's create a vibrant community, one star seed at a time, silver streakers, workouts for geriatrics, a.k.a. good for all kids from 1 to 92, because it's about health and wellness. Spring detox, holistic health, specifically senior wellness, all generations, clean eating, hydration, and here, silver streakers, one and all. Spring clean your body for vibrant health. DH Sales, Kennel Cope, Holistic Healing Hour, the Silver Streakers Guide to Spring Cleaning Your Body. Detoxing for wellness. We'll take another 10-second break, and we'll be right back. Thanks for joining us. Welcome to the BH Sales Kennel Cup Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Welcome one and all, some of you by our invitation where applicable, my two church mice, Peter and Paul, combined with the ubiquitous audience, your efforts to pay it forward. We are growing exponentially with your help in doing so. Thank you for doing that. Continue doing so. We do 3 audio versions daily, my 6th year running doing that. My YouTube offerings, Bill Holt at BillHolt8792. Give us a thumbs up, like us, share us, subscribe. Where you're comfortable in doing so, and we always do interactive polls daily. Please do interact and leave messages at the voicemail message board at the BH Sales Kennel Cup Holistic Healing Hour. Always food for the mind, the body, and the soul. One of my factions today via this.
Okay, deep calming breath. Segue in. We'll go extended and finish this up in another 10-15 minutes. Thank you once again for being here today and continue to do so. Let's take a look at some of the things that not only that we've talked about archivally, but encompassing a new spring cleaning theme here, at least for today, if you will, staying within those guys a little bit. Let's revisit Pranayama in Qigong, briefly explaining these breathing exercises for those of you that might not be familiar or wherever your degree of familiarity is at, or those of you that join us for in one fraction and faction of the guided meditation each and every Tuesday that I go to and listen in support of my therapy. I'm a proud audience member there. FreedomSnap.org, led by Seth Leith Brzezinski, our guided tour. And then what we've talked about here, again, all these shows for many, many years previous to the airwaves and careers long ago, far away, and now in Google ambassadorships. So we will briefly explain and revisit these breathing exercises for those who may be unfamiliar. And we're mentioning these exercises that can be done as again that we've done before via the videos, seated and or standing. And again, for my non-ambulatory friends, we have seated versions and we talk and do videos about them as well, making them accessible for most fitness levels. And real quickly, forever and ever, our program Silver Streakers is a knockoff of the formal Anthem program Silver Sneakers, where Grandpa Bill goes for his own personal regime. And that's how I do my independent knockoffs of these videos and these subject matters and offer them to you, of course, for no charge at Workouts for Geriatrics. And these are things we've talked about and continue to talk about. So I also, in upcoming shows, trying to pave the way for that, We'll be talking about low-level light therapy, providing explanations of how low light level therapy and the benefits of it can provide, especially seniors, more improved sleep, one and all, chronology-wise, but we seniors especially, and reduced inflammation and pain relief. A light therapy box, for instance, the many derivations thereof, and we'll see about having some expertise in people within and products, and we already have last year's show. Series of shows, but for about 15 to 20 minutes a day, if you have a light box therapy to do so, it's great. Someday I'll flash back and tell the story of the one I made back in the 60s with Christmas tree lights in a box, and it was supposed to be vibrating lights to listen to rock music in the 60s, long ago and far away. But I used the same concept many years later, making my own light. Maybe I'll revisit that again. I actually use a low-level light when I meditate. It's a screw-in bulb, and I'm trying more and more. And, of course, when you're on camera, it's the confliction of the two to light up the room, to be able to be discernible on camera. But I'm trying more and more when I'm not on the airways. Or if I'm on the radio, it doesn't much matter. I'll do it in the dark. My meditations, and or I have a specific purplish, violet, he tried to say, predominant light that when I focus on it, it helps with my holograms that we've talked about before too. But pulse electromagnetics is another subject that we'll be talking about in tandem with low light therapy, explaining pulsed electronics field, or PEMF. I have the perfect expert in mind, working on a little something behind the scenes. We'll see if that materializes, but we'll get an expert on here within the field, which I am not, in a way that's easier for listeners to understand and break it down. If you're not familiar with it already, if you are, great fodder to leave at the show. If you are an expert in it, or writing a book, or you want to talk about it, you have a podcast with that specific subject matter, all above board now, all above board. And in reality, we only do reality. There's more platforms to move along your way if it's of a nefarious nature, please. So encouraging listeners to speak with their doctors, as always, before starting anything, a pill, a cream, a salve, a comb. I over-exaggerate. If it involves your health, of course. Same premise for your pets when we get to that side of life, which we also talk about, and all these modalities for pets is upcoming as well with experts within those fields. So here, breathe easy with pranayama and qigong that we've talked about before, and starting to close out back again here on the BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour. We're diving a little tiny bit deeper today, paving the way for future episodes for the world of gentle exercises for vibrant seniors, focusing on two fantastic practices, pranayama and qigong, which we've individualized many times archivally. So you might be thinking, what in tarnation? If you don't know, are pranayama and qigong, and what are they all about? Both pranayama and qigong are ancient techniques that focus on coordinating breath and movement to improve overall well-being. The beauty of it all is that these exercises can, as we've said archivally and I just said a short time ago here, seated or standing, making them perfect for any fitness level. When it comes to pranayama, the practice itself emanates from India, and has its creation, beginning, practicing, whatever, from India, and translates to life force extension. Pretty cool. Pranayama focuses on controlled breathing exercises designed to improve lung capacity, which we've talked about archivally, boosting energy levels and promoting relaxation. Imagine yourself inhaling fresh spring air, now that we're in the season, filling your body with vitality and exhaling out any stress or tension. Embrace it around anything that works for you. We're in spring. Coordinate it with spring house cleaning. If and shui. We'll get to that. We'll have some experts on that. Cleaning your household environment in tandem with prepping it. Let alone cleaning the dirt and the grime or whitewashing your walls like Grandpa Bill just did. And almost finished with that home project. Almost. The best part? You don't need any fancy equipment, not for painting. You don't. I'm not talking about that at the moment. I jump subjects, as you know, but they're all intertwined. You don't need any fancy equipment or special training to get started with pranayama or qigong. Again, cost control. We can induce our own healthcare program. Try it. Compare it to your existing one. Try it for 30, 60, 90 days. All you need is a comfortable spot, a willingness to explore, and a desire to feel your best this spring, every season. Spring forward. All the jargons, all the puns. Grandpa Bill being a crazy, frustrated comic, goofing around. Pranayama, Qigong, Senior Fitness, All Fitness, Kids from 1 to 92, Spring Wellness, Breathe Easy, Move with Grace, Breathe Easy with Pranayama and Qigong, gentle exercises for all of us. All kids from 1 to 92. Shine On Spring Renewal with Low Energy Light Therapy. In part 1 today, we explored the wonderful world of pranayama and qigong. Remember that these ancient breathing exercises are a fantastic way to embrace spring and then rejuvenate your body and your mind. Food for the mind, the body, and the soul, which is what we always encompass at all my shows. We delved into another powerful tool for springtime renewal, low-level light therapy. And it doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to be expensive. It's a safe and natural technique that harnesses the power of light to improve our health. Imagine basking in the glow of sunrise, but conveniently indoors any time of day, especially if it's still cold outside. Maybe it's cold outside. How does low light led energy therapy work? It uses specific wavelengths of light, usually red or near infrared, to deliver gentle energy to our cells. We've talked a lot about low light therapy over the years. This light energy is believed to stimulate cellular repair, and it does. I take it. I do it. For two forms of arthritis and inflammation, for one, and it works like a charm. Improving circulation. Why is low-level energy therapy, light energy therapy specifically, why could it possibly be the perfect fit for your spring wellness routine? How about improved sleep? Are you struggling with springtime or anytime sleep disruptions? Light therapy can help regulate your sleep cycle, leaving you feeling more energized throughout the day. Reduce pain and stiffness, feeling a little achy. Low-level light therapy may reduce inflammation and ease joint pain, allowing you to move with more ease this spring and every spring. Spring forward. Enhanced mood, feeling the winter blues lingering? Yep. Light therapy has been shown to improve mood and reduce symptoms of seasonal affective disorder. Sad. It is sad, but that's also the letters, S-A-D. Seasonal affective disorder. We've also talked about that and will moving forward. How to use low light therapy. Low light level therapy is typically delivered using a light therapy box. These devices come in various sizes and can be used at home for 15 to 20 minutes a day. Talk to your doctor to see if low light level therapy is right for you and discuss the appropriate light box accordingly in the treatment regimen within. Or join us here and join all the intuitive goose that we're members of and blessed to be so by incorporating low light therapy into your routine alongside practices like pranayama and qigong. You can harness the power of spring to feel your most vibrant self. So shine on, silver streakers, and let the light guide you towards a healthier, happier you. Low light therapy, spring wellness, anti-aging, natural healing. Lighten up, silver streakers. Shine on, silver streakers. Spring renewal with low light level therapy. So in closing, please do the two probing questions in the description of the show to repeat them, and then we'll close it out for today. Ditch the processed junk Processed foods are like dust bunnies in your system. Swap them out for whole grains, fruits, and vegetables. Nature's way of cleansing and nourishing your body. Give examples if you are doing any of those or all of the above. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Think of water as your cleaning solution. Drinking plenty of water helps flush out toxins and keeps your body functioning at its best. What's your water source? How much water are you imbibing? Do you have clean sources in your area? Exchange those things. We can help. Explore gentle detox methods. There are many ways to gently cleanse your body, like increasing fiber intake or trying a light broth cleanse. What are your favorite ways to stay active and healthy in the spring? Have you ever tried any gentle detox methods? If so, what was your experiences? Share your thoughts and experiences by leaving a voicemail message on the BSL's Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour podcast voicemail message board. Share your tips, ask questions, and let's create a vibrant community of silver streakers dedicated not only to spring cleaning for overall health in our abodes, but all year long, each and every year, moving forward. Spring detox, holistic health care, senior wellness, clean eating, hydration, silver streakers, spring clean your body for vibrant health. BSL's Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour, Silver Streaker's Guide to Spring Cleaning, your body detoxing for wellness. That's Workouts for Geriatrics today. Thanks, everybody. Keep paying it forward. We'll see you again each and every day. Keep continuing to pay it forward. We all know somebody perplexed by what's going on now. All the wild animals being driven out of their natural environments. Feral rescue pets, for sure. Domesticated pets, a challenge. Good, clean foods, medications. There are people, plants on this planet. It's what we talk about. It's how we talk about it. Hopefully perceived as the harbinger of good information, continuing to be the porcelain junction box, literally and figuratively talking to butchers, bakers, and candlestick makers, Main Street, Portland, Maine, Main Street, USA, Main Street around the world, by being blessed with global exposure on these shows. Continue paying it forward. We're members of many large intuitive groups, changing old broken down systems, healthcare systems, working for better solutions. In tandem with your help, continue to pay it forward, make it a safe and productive day. Bye bye for now, and may God bless. Peace, everybody.